next on the 5 o'clock report.
Very rainy, very wet, and very loud.
You get stuck out there, you're on your own.
Either swim or drown.
It's a wedding you'll never forget.
The bill, as amended, is passed.
Number 61!
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster.
Very rainy, very wet, and very loud.
That's an Orlando resident with a succinct version of what it was like to ride out Hurricane Ian. While it's down to a tropical storm now, Ian is expected to strengthen as it slides out into the Atlantic and becomes a renewed hurricane threat to Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the focus in Florida now is getting those stranded by Ian to safety. But Volusia County Emergency Manager Jim Judge says in some cases, you're going to have to rescue yourself.
You get stuck out there, hey, you're on your own.
This woman south of Orlando had to escape her home through a window as floodwaters rose.
You just get to a point where you can't go anymore. You have to, like, either swim or drown.
CBS's David Begno says there were dramatic rescues all over the peninsula.
Jacob!
Just south of Fort Myers, Good Samaritans braved the strong currents for a dangerous rescue. There was an elderly man stuck in his car as the floodwaters were rising. They had to pry the door open and carry him to safety.
Some problems weren't quite as big. This couple, for instance, had their formal wedding canceled by Ian on Tuesday, but instead they tied the knot at a nearby hotel.
How stressful is that?
Oh, I had a meltdown.
But how do you feel now?
Awesome. I can't make any complaints about it.
It's a wedding you'll never forget.
There are still over 2 million Floridians without power as sunset approaches the Sunshine State. Governor Ron DeSantis says tons of supplies are arriving in southwest Florida, tons more food, water, and other objects on the way. He says he's impressed with how residents of Florida's Gulf Coast have responded to the situation and noted it's just the start of a long recovery process. As for storm-related deaths, only one has been confirmed so far, but speaking at FEMA headquarters today, President Biden said that number could end up being substantial. Now to Russia. President Vladimir Putin's threat of using nuclear weapons just entered a dangerous phase in the Ukraine invasion. He announced he'll annex 15% of Ukrainian territory in a ceremony on Friday. This after the U.S. says Putin held a sham vote in occupied regions. Meantime, more military aid is set to flow into the Ukraine from the U.S.
This latest $1 billion package includes more artillery rocket launchers. These will take years to deliver. It also includes more armored vehicles and anti-drone radar systems, as well as counter-unmanned drones. The U.S. has provided Ukraine with nearly $17 billion in security assistance since January of 2021.
CBS's Cammy McCormick. Russian nationals have been showing up at the United States southern border seeking asylum as the war with Ukraine drags on. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says that some of them may have committed war crimes and are just looking for a place to hide.
Since January of 2021, 45,000 Russians have presented themselves at our southern border.
At a hearing this week, the Justice Department said that it is, quote, highly likely that perpetrators of war crimes in Ukraine have entered the United States. But the war crime statute does not allow for the prosecution of war criminals solely because they are within our borders. A visit to the DMZ between North and South Korea today by Vice President Kamala Harris.
Our shared goal, the United States and the Republic of Korea, is a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Harris's trip also saw her visit Seoul during a time of tension, as North Korea might soon conduct another nuclear test. Back in Washington now, a short-term spending bill is headed to the House after easy passage in the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 72, the nays are 25. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill as amended is passed.
The measure aims to avert a shutdown as the government runs out of money at week's end. The Senate measure extends funding through December 16th. Initial filings for unemployment claims fell last week to their lowest level in 5 months, a sign that the labor market is strengthening even as the Federal Reserve still tries to slow things down.
The data suggests the job market remains strong, even with some companies announcing layoffs or plans to cut jobs. It appears that many individuals have been able to transition to new employment opportunities.
Bankrate's Mark Hamrick. Gas prices edging up again. AAA reports the national average price for regular up 2 more cents from Wednesday to $3.78 a gallon. That's a dime more than a week ago, but 7 cents less than a month ago. And here comes the judge.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61.
His appearance brought out the souvenir hunters in Toronto last night.
Fans came prepared with oversized baseball gloves. One even brought a net, since sports memorabilia experts figured that ball could fetch as much as $250,000 at auction. Too bad it landed in the Blue Jays' dugout instead.
CBS's Chris Mariades. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, a renewed call for help for Steuben County flood victims. Polio declared an imminent public health threat in New York, and the world's biggest bobblehead.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We've got a chilly night coming up tonight. Chilly enough that some pockets of light frost for some are likely to form. Turning out clear where there are any evening clouds lingering. And it will be frosty in a few twin-tier valleys. Low temperatures, mainly 30s, 40s near the shores of Lake Erie in Ontario. For your day tomorrow, fair amount of sunshine. High temps, low 60s. Cloudy on Saturday, rain in Pennsylvania. High temperatures ranging in the mid-50s to the lower 60s.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin Williams. Now, checking the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Where's the help for the 2021 flood victims of Steuben County, New York?
The governor's office is holding up the financial help that we're seeking. You know, FEMA and the federal government came through, but that's only for public infrastructure. Roads, bridges, the school in Jasper, Troopsburg. So that's going to be 90% covered.
Senator Tom O'Meara and other lawmakers gathering in Woodhull this afternoon to call on Governor Hochul to act.
We're looking for what's called individual assistance to the individual homeowners and businesses that sustained significant damage in this flood. And it's been common in recent years that the state provide that type of relief.
Several rural towns in Steuben County suffered $20 million worth of damage from flash flooding last summer. New York State continues to do what it can to encourage people to purchase electric vehicles. In a visit to White Plains today, Governor Hochul announced the state is adding $10 million toward a Drive Clean rebate program.
We're really putting our foot down the accelerator and revving up our efforts to make sure we have this transition.
Those purchasing electric vehicles could get up to $2,000 off per vehicle through that rebate program. Hochul's asking state DEC officials for new regulations to make all new passenger vehicles zero emission by the year 2035. Meanwhile, the governor says crews just finished installing their 100th fast charging station, which are scattered throughout the state at key interstate corridors. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo says he wants to move forward. In a video posted online, the now 64-year-old Cuomo said being forced from office more than a year ago gave him time to reflect.
Just look around us. We have real problems to solve, but we are more divided than at any time since the Civil War.
Cuomo said he plans to do a weekly podcast and that he's starting a political action committee to, quote, elect the right people to office. He also said he's starting a Gun Safe America project, with more details on that to be announced. Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin says the New York governor's race is a lot closer than most polls are showing. He claims his internal polling shows him just 6 points behind Kathy Hochul, within striking distance of an upset.
We won't have as much money as Kathy Hochul does, but as long as we're sitting here talking about the issues that matter most to New Yorkers and our solutions to fix it, it's all good, and we're going to win this race on November 8th.
The latest Siena College poll shows Democratic Governor Hochul leading Zeldin by 17 percentage points. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand calling for a review of the federal milk pricing system to help New York farms stay viable. Gillibrand, who chairs a Senate Agriculture Subcommittee, wants the U.S. Government Accountability Office to reevaluate the workability of the federal milk pricing system. She says it's left many of New York's small and mid-sized dairy farmers at risk of inadequate pay. She notes that between 2018 and 2021, New York lost 18% of its dairy farms. New York State health officials are declaring polio as an imminent threat to public health.
Governor Hochul's office said the declaration is part of an effort to bolster the response to the outbreak by local health officials and increase the ability to deliver immunizations. The first cases in a decade were initially discovered in Rockland County, and polio has been subsequently found in wastewater in New York City and the surrounding area. County public health officials will have expanded ability to receive funds and resources for immunization clinics and conduct outreach for the unvaccinated and undervaccinated. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Now to Pennsylvania, a reward's been offered for information on Tuesday's ambush at Philadelphia's Roxborough High School. This is police released surveillance video of that shooting.
We showed this surveillance video at the press conference, and they say that it was a light-colored SUV, this Ford Explorer, that was parked for just over 5 minutes just outside of that football field.
KYW's Kristen Johansson says 14-year-old Nicholas Alazeda of Havertown was killed. A tip leading to the arrest and conviction could be rewarded with up to $45,000. $1 million. Eastern PA is celebrating growth in its Latino population, including 20% of Monroe County. Anthony Stevens Arroyo tells NewsWatch 16 the growth started back in the 1970s.
Making beds and cleaning things and working in kitchens and serving, the ready population were people who were in New York who had immigrated, and they were hired out at a place called Mount Airy Lodge.
Fletcher Vice President Christina Luna says of her group,
"We make sure that we can share events, food, important days, and that we blend with a community that's already been here for years in the Poconos."
The region will host the Pocono Latin Fest next month on the campus of East Stroudsburg University. Erie Public Schools have been removed from financial watch status after more than 5 years of recovery effort. Governor Tom Wolf and Department of Education Acting Secretary Eric Haggerty announcing the level change today during a visit to Strong Vincent Middle School. After a shooting last week, one PA amusement park has announced new security measures.
Kennywood Park in Western Pennsylvania has unveiled new security measures in the wake of a shooting in the park last weekend. According to park officials, they are doubling the number of law enforcement officers that will be present in the park. Additionally, new lights and security cameras are being installed along the park's perimeter. Guests 17 and under also must be accompanied by an adult 21 years or older to gain admittance to the park. Only small bags will be permitted into the park moving forward, and facial coverings will no longer be permitted after 6 p.m., with the exception of N95 or KN95 masks. The park plans to reopen this upcoming weekend at their regularly scheduled times. Brian Querry, Family Life News.
Pennsylvania is offering inflation relief checks to low-income homeowners. State officials say those who qualify for the property tax rent program will get a one-time tax rebate. The program's open to homeowners who are 65 and older, people who've lost their spouses who are 50 and older, or people with disabilities who are at least 18. The rebate is a bonus in addition to one sent out in 2021. The PA Department of Revenue says the amount of the second rebate will be $455. And then there was this. The unveiling of the world's biggest bobblehead. Yeah, incredible. Now standing outside of the discount closeout store in Pennsylvania, the 16.5-foot tall bobblehead was unveiled Wednesday outside the Harrisburg flagship location of the Ollie's bargain outlet chain. The company unveiled the bobblehead of the chain's mascot, Ollie, in celebration of its 40th anniversary. Your nightly market report is up next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks giving back their gains today from the previous session as the Dow and the S&P 500 dove into new lows for the year. Apple leading the sell-off after being downgraded by analysts. It's a rare occasion for that company. Uncertainty over energy in Europe continues with unknowns around what caused damage to the Nord Stream pipelines amid allegations of sabotage. Oil today holding steady at $81 a barrel, the Dow losing 458 points, the S&P 500 slid 78, and the NASDAQ was down nearly 3%, losing 314 points. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
When a loved one dies, are you responsible for his or her debts? Hi, I'm Rob West with the MoneyWise Minute. The answer is, it depends on the type of the loan. Federal student loans are wiped out in the event of the borrower's death. Some private lenders will cancel student loans too, but not all of them will. As for credit cards, most card companies will seek payment from the deceased person's estate. But if you are a joint card holder with the person who died, the debt will become yours. With mortgages, the debt passes to a joint owner, if there is one, or to an heir if the heir wants to keep the property. Auto loans are handled in a similar fashion. Those are the general rules, but laws on death and debts can vary from state to state. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free MoneyWise app. You'll find it on our website at moneywise.org.
And coming up on the 5 o'clock report, a little Java Jive.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Mono, I'm a coffee pot.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Clouds will overspread the region, and ultimately some rain will fall on Saturday across parts of Pennsylvania. We'll have to watch how far north that moisture gets that clears out again on Sunday. The call for tonight, turning out clear where there are any evening clouds lingering, and it will be frosty in a few twin-tier valleys. Low temperatures, mainly 30s, 40s near the shores of Lake Erie and Ontario. for your day tomorrow. A fair amount of sunshine. High temps, low 60s. Cloudy on Saturday, rain in Pennsylvania. High temperatures ranging in the mid-50s to the lower 60s.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Finally at 5, a mug full of fun facts for you on National Coffee Day. That caffeinated concoction so many can't do without. As a drink, it dates back to around 800 AD. Legend has it, herdsmen observed their goats dancing after eating the fruit of the coffea plant. Technically, coffee beans are actually coffee seeds. A third of the world's coffee comes from one nation, Brazil. The most expensive coffee, over $600 a pound, is called Kopi Luwak, made from coffee cherries eaten, digested, and then excreted by an Asian mammal. It's nicknamed cat poop coffee. Some have tried to ban coffee. 16th century Italian clergy called coffee satanic, but the Pope at the time liked it so much he overturned their ban. Nordic countries drink it the most, the USA 25th. Probably a good thing, too. We already seem to have more than enough over-caffeinated people roaming around America. And that's the world we live in for Thursday, September 29th, 2022. Thank you again for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.